Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil, and I'm here with my best bud, Carl. And this is the pod where we go over top-tier English soccer relegation promotion. How was your week, buddy?
Oh, man, it was awesome. I spent the whole thing in bed with getting COVID for the first time. So that, you know, missed a whole week of work. That was, you know, awesome to have to call in sick every day and be like, nope, still not coming in. Here's another
late
positive.
Late bloomer. I've had COVID like two or three times.
Yeah, no, I didn't get it for 5 years working with the public the whole time. So like I thought I was bulletproof, but apparently not. But you want to know what the worst part about it was?
What's that?
In the death throes of it, when I'm just like going between sleeping and like driving to get a test, I was too weak to even masturbate.
Oh, it, man.
And oh God, it's like I looked, you know, look up a video. I'm like, this one's good. This one's gonna be. This one's gonna hit. And then like I give it a couple pumps and just nothing. And I just fall back asleep with it's still in my hand. Like, it's so sad. Did you experience that?
No.
Man, you're a stronger man than I. You're an iron horse. How are you? How's your week?
Yeah, it's been good. Just going out a lot, having fun.
Good. Good. Any highlights?
No, watched a couple of the Giants games. I think they lost both of them.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed with them. I thought they were making a little push here.
Yep.
And back to the shitter.
Yep. All right, Carl, let's get started. Let's go over the championship highlights from last week. We start Friday at Portman Road, where Ipswich Town hosts Sheffield United. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you put your money on?
Ipswich.
You did. You had them straight up at -135 for $50. I also had Ipswich. I went draw no bet, -260 for 100. We both took that one down. We start in the 20th minute. The longest deflection in the world finds Jaden Falongin on the left side of the penalty area. He dribbles towards the center and puts a beautiful ball bottom corner. Falongin again finds himself on the left side and again maneuvers towards the center, and this time missiles one topside for his brace, 2-0. 61st minute, George Hurst takes advantage of a deflection that pinballs in the box, and Hurst finds himself one-on-one with the keeper and puts it in. Falongin gets the ball at the top of the box and shows some fancy footwork going to his left and missiles another one home for the hat trick in the 68th minute. And in the 78th minute, Jack Clark finishes this out, sitting at the top of the box when he gets a big rebound and pushes the ball forward and launches a missile of his own. Ipswich take this down 5-0.
Yeah. So Sheffield United are not back. You know, we talked a lot about last year Ipswich having problems defending the home turf at Portman Road. Obviously, in the Premier League, it's a harder challenge than in the Championship. But,
right,
man, Sheffield United, it just keeps getting worse and worse for them. Their manager, like when they'd show him on the sidelines, he looked like a man whose wife just caught him cheating on her. Like, he's just like, like he didn't know what to do, what to say. Like he's got to be done, right?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now because he has to be at this point. Let's see. Yep, Sunday the 14th, he got fired.
Oh, he got fired. Okay.
Yep, they have reappointed Chris Wilder as manager for his third spell, it looks
Oh
like.
my God. They're going back to the well.
Yeah,
That's
I
pretty.
mean, the well's got to be better than 0-5, 0-4, not even a draw in there, losing 5-0 to Ipswich Town, like.
Oh yeah. I mean, you got to make a move at that point. Like that's they we as we've talked about multiple times in soccer, you know, they don't have a lot of patience for failure, especially when you've been at a certain level and then you just start dropping.
Right,
It's like
right.
that's what's gonna kill you. Like maybe if you're like the Derby manager and you just finished 11th in the table every year, like maybe you'll be okay. But if you finished, you know, in the top six and then now you haven't had a
Yeah.
win five matches, but
We're in first place or second place for most of last season and then choked
choked.
it at the end. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. I got Sheffield United to get promoted in our beginning of the season predictions. So that one's not going to work out, it doesn't look like.
Yikes. I mean, I guess a miracle is possible, but it's not looking good, obviously. Philogene, this Philogene guy, man,
Yeah.
he was sending darts into the net. Like this.
Yeah, he put on a clinic.
Yeah, this, I mean, I guess they were saying that his specialty is cutting in. I can't remember which way, if it's right or left, because he
I
did
think
blow.
it's left, if I remember correctly. He went left for his first two goals.
Yeah, but then he did the other one. He went right, I think, on his third one, maybe. So, but you know, if that's your bread and butter, that could be a thing for them. I guess Arjen Robben, you remember him for Netherlands,
Yeah.
the bald dude. Yeah, his specialty was I think cutting in left, and he just racked up a ton of goals just doing that same shit over and over again.
Yeah,
So if
just
you
sliding sideways past the defense. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, a real butthole blowing out by Ipswich.
Yeah, ass whooping. Let's move on to Saturday's games. We go to Chasm Stadium, where Oxford hosted Leicester City. In the 9th minute, Matt Phillips fires a shot, saved by keeper Jacob Solarchik, but Michael Helic passes the rebound to Will Lancashire for a wide open goal, putting Oxford up 1-0. In the 13th minute, Oxford trying to clear the ball, and Cameron Brannigan makes the worst back pass I've ever seen, stolen by Jordan Ayew, who beats the keeper one-on-one to square it up at one. In the 23rd minute, Aaron Ramsey gets a red card for a high tackle on Philip Krastev, so Leicester down to 10 men. In the 44th minute, Ben Davies has a strong header off the Oxford corner, and the ball goes right off Boubakary Soumaré and in for the own goal. But in the 55th minute, Leicester playing some tiki-taka football, and the ball goes to Ricardo Domingos Barbosa Pereira. And the right's on the right side, excuse me, and Ricardo rolls it past the goalkeeper for a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, a pretty entertaining match, I'd say.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Oxford impressive. They were big time underdogs in that one.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna have the chest to be in the top half of the table, but I like their scrappiness and they especially at home, they
Yeah,
find
it seems
places.
like they play well at home.
So looking up the highlights, I got another title. Four goal thriller. So I guess this is just I'm just gonna have to accept this as reality now. There's four goal thrillers. Yeah, my other notes. Yeah, horrific back pass leads to IU goal. Yeah,
Awful.
that was one of the worst ones I think I've ever seen. And then yeah, Aaron Ramsey bad tackle leading to the red, and then.
Yep.
Oxford, yeah, I think I mentioned this before, but I like the way that it looks around that stadium. Like I imagine like there's like people that live like a block away
Yeah.
and they can just walk over there. They don't have to like worry about parking or anything like
Well,
that.
we know there's parking. The whole back of the
Yeah, yes.
stadium view is a parking lot.
That's true. There are a lot of cars out there. And but yeah, look, it looks like a nice place. And I know that's where like the fancy university is, so I'm sure it's like a well-to-do area. But yeah, my soft spot for Oxford, I don't know if it's growing, but it's there.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I kind of like them this season. But yeah, I'm also with you. Don't think they're going to be fighting for promotion.
Yeah, go Bulls.
Go Bulls. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, Carl, let's go to the deep deal where Preston North End hosts Middlesbrough. In the 22nd minute, Lewis Dobbin gets the ball midfield and takes it to the top of the box before blasting one top corner, putting Preston up 1-0. In the 72nd minute, Middlesbrough pressing in the penalty area. The ball ping-pongs around a bit until it finds Matt Target, who smashes it past the keeper for the 1-1. Squaring it up 1-1 in the 88th minute, Jordan Story has a wonderful header off the Preston corner, putting Preston up 2-1. But in the 90 plus 2, Middlesbrough have the corner and it's a scrum for the ball. Preston keeper Daniel Iverson has a couple incredible saves, but finally, Sanji Hansen gets the ball over the line, getting the 2-2 draw.
All right, so this was Middlesbrough versus who?
Preston North End.
Never heard of them. The game that I watched, it was Middlesbrough versus the Spud Bros.
This that's I saw the advertisement on the kit and I knew I was like, Carl's brought that up before and he'll probably bring it up again.
That'll never not be funny to me. We'll have to make a pilgrimage to one of these restaurants. I don't know where, I don't even know where they are, if they're in England or whatever, but still my favorite shirt sponsor, maybe of all time, definitely of this season.
I mean, if that's a restaurant, was it a potato specialty restaurant? I mean, that's the most English shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably make sense. They're like, we got the best chips in all of, wherever region of England. Sorry, I need to do more some geography learning about England. But yeah, the Dobbin goal was nice. I like that one. Solid goal. But good. I mean, Middlesbrough had 62% possession, but good on Preston for I mean that mad scramble at the end for that last goal was
That was crazy. Yeah. And then it barely goes over before it's cleared out. And they said that they didn't have the goal line technology. So there was a strong possibility it could have been the sideline official could have been wrong, but they got it right.
Thankfully they got it right. I was worried about that too when I was watching the highlights and I heard like, oh, no goal line technology. It's like, oh, that could have been very
Yeah,
bad.
this is gonna be a problem.
This could be a problem. But all in all, yeah, good point picked up for Preston. But I mean, honestly, at the same time, Middlesbrough's been the top of the table. I'm willing to grant them this draw and like not look too down about it.
Yeah, no losses.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Still for, on the season, so Middlesbrough still on top. All right, Carl, let's go to Bet365 Stadium where your Stoke City Potters hosted Birmingham. Carl, we made this a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you put your money on?
I put my money on Stoke City.
Yep, $75, draw no bet, plus 115. I also took the plus 115 draw no bet, throwing $100 on there. In the 21st minute, the Stoke City has a corner that finds Bonsoon Lawai, who rainbows a deep header over the Birmingham keeper, putting Stoke up 1-0, and that's how it would finish.
I will take it. Solid win.
Yeah.
Birmingham, they've been slated to be towards the top of the table. I don't,
And
yeah.
they've looked good. I mean, they are freshly promoted to championship, so who knows if they can go back to back. But you are right, they were favored to be promoted again to Premier League, and they've played well so far. But Stoke at home has Stoke's played well all season as well, plus they're at home, so.
Yeah, for Birmingham, a Brady effect right there. So what was the Stoke goal scorer's name again?
Bassun Lawal.
Bassun Lawal. So let me tell you about one of the most shocking moments I've ever had watching a sporting event. They said, and they show you saw him, right, with how he looked. And they said, and the goal by the Irishman, Bassun Lawal. I was like, what?
For those of you listening, it is a black man,
Yeah,
so
with dreads. Yeah, I know.
with
Like
dreads, yes.
a dark black man, and I can say that as a black man. But I was that as soon as I heard that, I like did a double take. I'm like, whoa. I mean, I could understand like in England, but you don't see that too much with like the Irish.
Ireland, Scotland, yeah, not a whole lot of blacks.
Yeah, but hey, love the man to death now. So yeah, hopefully we keep it rolling.
Big win for your Potters.
Yep.
All right, Carl, let's go to Hillsborough, where Sheffield Wednesday hosted Bristol City in the 6th minute. Bristol makes some nice passes into the box, and Robert Dickey shoots one off the Sheffield defenseman Harry Amass for an own goal, going up 1-0. In the 18th minute, Anis Mamedi finds Emil Rhys Jacobson in the box, and Jacobson nutmegs the Sheffield keeper, putting him up 2-0. In the 32nd minute, Scott Twine glides across over to Mamedi, who also nutmegs the keeper, giving Bristol the 3-0 victory.
Yeah, great match from Mamedi. He looked great. Just controlled it.
Goal and an assist.
Yeah, not a yeah. Poor Sheffield Wednesday. Every week I just feel worse and worse for them. It's like
Well, they're beating Sheffield.
they still are. They're
Yeah.
still.
Still above Sheffield United in the
Oh
standings.
man, if that finishes the same at the end of the season, that's going to be one of the funniest things of all time. But what else is one of the funniest things of all time is it's time to play Name That TV Channel. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Name That TV Channel, the longest running game show in American history. I'm your host, Steve Harvey, and tonight our contestant is some cracker named Phil Sparr. Phil, welcome to the game, and would you care to answer for the crimes of whites throughout the centuries?
I would not, Steve.
Okay, all right, we'll move on. So as always, high stakes. Phil, if you can correctly guess the name of the TV channel tonight, you will get to choose between two prizes, either $100 or a night with my own wife, Marjorie. And oh boy, let me tell you, she's lubed up and ready for a good time. So it's gonna be a tough choice. All right, Phil, are you ready to play Name That TV Channel?
I'm ready, Steve.
All right, the team this week is Bristol City. Name That TV Channel.
I was hoping you were going to say Bristol City because I do believe it is Robin's TV.
You are correct.
Hey!
You have won now. Oh
Give
my
me your lubed
goodness.
up wife, Steve.
All right, so you're choosing the wife over the $100.
Who needs 100 bucks?
That's true. You'll just blow it anyway. Well, Phil, congratulations on your first victory on Name That TV Channel. We'll see you all next week. I'm Steve Harvey, and everyone have a okay night.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
You're
Carl,
welcome.
let's move to our next game at the Hawthorns, where West Bromwich Albion hosts Derby County. Speaking of name that TV channel, Carl, it's our favorite, the West Brom TV hosts. And because we got West Brom again, I did some research. It's now I don't know how to pronounce his first name. Gez, Gez Mulholland is the play-by-play announcer, and Andy AJ Johnson is the color commentator. And I've got some background on Andy Johnson.
Yeah.
Welsh midfielder, played from 92 to 09, mostly with Nottingham Forest and West Bromwich. And yeah, that's our favorite TV crew.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I could not find a West Brom TV link for this match this week. Maybe it's because they lost 1-0. But I Andy AJ Johnson is my favorite announcer of all time now.
Yeah.
I just can't understand, as him being a former professional soccer player, like how did he, with his voice, how did he run around the pitch with his balls sucked up into his stomach? I just don't get
Yeah,
it.
he had some good ones, and then of course the one goal, he was completely silent.
Oh yeah, that's gonna become the funniest part
It's
of the
such a
whole.
homer. It's such a homer broadcast. It's crazy.
Dude, yeah, so unashamed, unabashed Homer. Like you can't help but love it. Like
Yeah.
unless you were like a fan of whatever West Brom's Derby team is, like you gotta enjoy like not just calling it down the middle. Like it's great. It's great.
Yeah,
It's all
it
you
is
can.
wonderful. It is wonderful. Yeah, in the only goal in the game comes in the 84th minute. Patrick Adjiman puts a cross into the box, and Andreas Wijnman puts it short side for the 1-0 victory for Derby.
Yeah, watching the highlights was not too exciting for this one, I gotta be honest. But
Well, West Brom had some chances. They just
they
yeah.
did. They did have some chance. Oh yeah, I mean, look at this. Total touches in the box, 32 for West Brom, 9 for Derby. So
Yeah.
West Brom has gotta be kicking themselves for this one. I mean,
Yep.
dropping all 3 points. Adjemang, guess where he's from?
England.
The United States of America.
Oh, he's an American.
He's an American, so nice job. It's always fun to see an American shine on the kind of big stage.
Yep.
But yeah, Derby's another team that I'm developing a fondness for. I think, if they still had Wayne Rooney as the manager, I would be even more fond of them. But he got fired after
That
like a week.
fat
So
granny shagger.
that fat Granny Shagger, oh dude, I miss that guy. Like, why can't we keep talking about him every week? But I don't know how'd you feel about this one?
West Brom, lots of possession, lots of chances, just couldn't break the glass on it. Even Derby's goal was just kind of, it was good, but nothing spectacular. So just kind of a ho-hum game that Derby pulled out.
Yeah, that's a gift of 3 points on the road for sure.
Yep, big time road victory.
Yep.
All right, Carl, let's finish up at this CBS Arena where Coventry hosted Norwich City. I had an itching with these two high-scoring teams that there was going to be an over of 3.5 total goals plus 175. I put $100 on that and, of course, missed it. In the 17th minute, Matthias Visgaarden finds himself with the ball in the penalty area and rolls one by the keeper, going up 1-0 for Norwich. In the 90 plus 6, Norwich's Harry Darling can't clear the ball from the box and is tackled by Milan Van Ewijk. The ball goes to Ellis Sims, whose shot is blocked but rolls to the American Haji Wright, who has to just tap it in for the 1-1 late draw for Coventry and Norwich.
Yeah, I'm sure Coventry are overall a little disappointed, but I mean,
Yeah, pulling, those are the games we talk about. That was a loss, you turned into a draw for them. That was the win turned into a draw for Norwich. I'd say you're probably happy about that late goal if you're Coventry.
Yeah, totally. To get the point instead of dropping all three at home, I mean, that's huge. That's obviously huge. And it's funny, I was watching the highlight and Norwich had the early goal, and you ever look at like the time left on the highlight package and be like, all right, is anything gonna happen from here to here? Yeah. And so I got right to the end and I was like, finally, my faith in Norwich is rewarded. Like, I'm so happy. And then, of course,
95 minutes of clean sheet.
the last gasp of the video. But happy for Haji, right? But yeah, interesting match.
22 shots for Coventry on this. They kind of peppered them. Only four on target, but still dominated possession and shots.
Yeah, I think that, yeah. So total touches opposition in the box, 52 for Coventry, 10 for Norwich. I don't think that bodes well for the evenness in these two teams. I think Coventry is probably superior, but we'll see.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. We have Middlesbrough still on top with 13 points. Your Stoke City Potters right behind them at 12. Bristol City in third with 11 points. Leicester and West Brom tied with 10 points. And Coventry, the final team in the playoffs right now, at 9 points. Next week's games, we start Friday at Riverside Stadium, where Middlesbrough hosts West Brom. Middlesbrough slight favorites in this one, +115 for Middlesbrough straight up, +240 for West Brom straight up. Saturday's games, we've got a Loftus Road where the Park Rangers take on your Stoke City Potters. Stoke City slight favorites, +160 straight up, +165 straight up for the Rangers. And then we go to King Power Stadium, where Leicester City hosts Coventry. Two big teams. This will be a DraftKings match of the week, Carl. Leicester slight favorites, +145 straight up. Coventry +170 straight up. Let me get you the odds on the draw. Draw +245. Draw no bet, -120 for Leicester, -105 for Coventry. Did I say Coven or Leicester was the favorites?
I
That
don't
doesn't make
really
sense.
listen to you, so I
That
don't know.
doesn't make sense that Leicester would be +155 straight up, so the favorites there.
Yep.
But then when you go to the
Yeah,
oh
so
no, that makes sense. Yeah,
okay.
Leicester -120, draw no bet, Coventry -105. Yeah, slight favorites for Leicester City.
Okay, I'm glad you sorted all that out, because I'm like a mental invalid when it comes to explaining the odds. So thanks for not making me do that. This one's a tricky one, I think. I think this is a pretty even battle. So my initial inclination is to go lean towards the home team. Man, like, draw sounds good, but man, like, those draw, I never hit on them. So like, it's hard for me to do that. I'm gonna go, I guess I gotta go Leicester City draw no bet.
Okay, you're gonna take the -120.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll go heads up with you on that one. I'm going to take Coventry, even though they're on the road, draw no bet, -105. How much you want to put on it?
I don't feel very confident in this one. I'll go 50.
Okay, we'll put $50 on it.
And if Haji Wright costs me money, he's banned from the country.
Not coming back.
Yeah. You have to go back.
All right, and then let's go to Ashton Gate. Bristol City hosts Oxford United, and I had the odds for this, but it's on the other thing. Give me one second. There we go. Bristol heavy favorites in this, -170 straight up, +475 straight up for Oxford United. Who you got in this one, Carl?
Yeah, as much as we talked about, or as I talked about, kind of having a little fondness for Oxford, I think there's no, I think it's straight Bristol City, straight up. Like I'm not risking that. Like they're looking.
Yeah, I thought about it too, after the game they just had, placing a little draw no bet flyer on it, because you get some pretty good odds. What is it? +320 draw no bet for Oxford. So I did think about it, but then I looked at the standings. They only got 2 points. They're in the relegation zone. So I was like, nope, I think it's probably best to stay away from this one.
Yeah, I mean, if you hit on it, like that's great. But as far as the quality of the teams, obviously there's a been shown to be a bit of a difference. And Bristol City's at home.
Yep, exactly. All right, Carl, let's move to the Premier League.
Hit the fucking music.
We start Saturday at Hill Dickinson Stadium, where Everton hosts Aston Villa. Ugh, I did it again. Aston Villa. Not much going on in this game. Carl ends nil-nil. A couple chances each way, but no real highlights.
Yeah, Grealish tried to do a couple things, and that's who I was focused on, and the my new favorite stadium, which I will make a pilgrimage to Liverpool to go visit. Who knows? I might even switch my allegiance to Everton just so I can, make that my holy ground. But yeah, the match sucked.
Nothing going there. Next game, we go to Craven Cottage, where Fulham hosted Leeds United. Carl, we went head to head in this one. You remember who you had?
I think I had Fulham.
You did. We put $50 on a draw no bet. You had Fulham -270. I took the odds with Leeds at +185. Nothing going in the game until the 90 plus four, when Fulham have a corner and it goes right to defenseman Gabriel Gudmundsson, and it just goes off his head and into the net. Own goal, end of the game, 1-0 Fulham. Pack it up, let's go home.
Okay, Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah, the only note I had for this one was poor Leeds. Like
Yeah, that was rough.
they thought they had a point, and yeah, I'm starting to get a little, I know it's early, but I'm starting to get a little concerned about their ability to stay up.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go 90 plus four and then lose it at the end there.
Yeah, you need to have. If you're a team coming up from the championship, you need to have some a little luck go your way. And so far, Leeds have had zero luck or just gotten their ass kicked. So we'll see. But nice win for Fulham. The rich Londoners just get richer.
The rich get richer. Yeah, with their Riverside Stadium.
Yeah, they had some kind of banner. It said like something by the river, and they're really proud of that. And I don't blame them. It's probably a nice place to live.
All right, Carl, finally, let's go to St. James Park, where Newcastle United hosted Wolves. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you put it on?
Oh boy. I don't, this one I do not remember. Can you enlighten me?
This was one of the draws that you were alluding to just a while ago. You put $25 +350 on a draw that didn't happen. I had Wolves draw no bet +390. I was trying to get a big payday out of our boy Jose Sa. But in the 29th minute, Newcastle are pressing and Jacob Murphy sends a cross into the penalty area, where the big transfer signing, Nick Woltemade, tracks the ball and heads it in. Newcastle win 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, well, so the big thing was Jose Sa didn't even play. They had the backup goalie in, and I had to rewind because I was like, oh, wait, because like this is half the reason I want to watch this is to see Jose Sa. And then, so the announcer has one of my favorite statements of all time. Jose Sa isn't playing because Jose Sa is unwell. And I said, Well, if it that isn't the biggest fucking understatement of all time. So yeah, oh yeah, I was very sad to learn that he's
Yeah, they're losing faith in our boy.
Yeah, I know. I would be heartbroken if he went to Plymouth Argyle or something like that. We don't want him. Yeah, so my notes, I have Fabian Schär, great goal saving intervention in the box. There was a cross and he booted it out very
Yep.
nicely. The Barnes foul on the edge of the box. Do you remember that one?
No, I
It was
don't.
a no call, but it was heavy contact, but it was like a little outside the box, but they were both like kind of traveling into the box, and they just it was a no call,
Yeah.
but it was hard. Like this guy, like his forearm hit this guy's throat, and so I don't know, but and then I knew this was gonna the second half of this game was gonna suck when I saw that the highlights were almost done, and it hit halftime. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, there's
Yeah.
not gonna be much left.
Nope, there was nothing going in the
Unless
second half. Everything pretty much happened in the first half. Yeah.
Haji Wright saves it, and he doesn't
Yep.
play for them. So, but yeah, that's about all I got for that.
Right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings in the Premier League. Only a few games in, so a lot of traffic there, but we basically have our teams that we know. Wolves in last place with 0 points. Aston Villa, 2 points. East Ham and Burnley, both 3 points. Burnley barely out of relegation by goal differential. Again, very, very early. Other teams we're looking at: Brentford, Brighton, Man U, Nottingham Forest, and Leeds United. 4 points for those five teams. So they're right on the edge there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was surprised that Leeds had 4 points. I felt like they'd gotten their doors blown off every match. So good for them.
Yeah, I was surprised Burnley only had three. I thought they were doing well, but let's see. They've got, what was it? Did they have a win or three draws? Burnley. Oh, they have one win. Yeah, nothing but losses after that. Thought they were doing well. Not
Yeah.
as well as I thought.
Yeah, but also just one other aside, like yeah, Wolves, they're at 0 points, but it's a strong 0 points.
-7 goal differential.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, if you look at the goal differential, it's not going to look great, but just I mean, think of the character of the team, even though they have lost every match horribly. There's some real heart in there, and we're gonna see it eventually.
Gosh, so I'm just looking at this. Wolves only have 2 goals scored this season, which you'd think is not great. Aston Villa, 0 goals scored this season, yet they've got 2 draws.
At 0 goals scored, that is, oh God, that is tragic. Like, I mean, yeah, at least they have 2 points, but like the fans have to start
Oh,
getting
my goodness.
antsy at some point. If Are we ever gonna see a goal again?
Yeah, not good, not good. Let's look ahead to next week's action. We go Saturday to Molineux Stadium where Wolves host Leeds United. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Wolves +160, slight favorites in this. Straight up +175, straight up for Leeds. Let me get to draw is going to be +210, and let's look at tie, no bet. -110 for Wolves, -115 for Leeds. Who you want in this one, Carl?
So I have to bet this one.
Yep.
Oh God, I'm a little worried about this one. Because like part of me is like, all right, Wolves haven't gotten a win yet. They haven't even gotten a draw yet. Like maybe like they're gonna push push through at home and like
Yeah.
have this great performance and get a victory. But I mean, and then, the good old draw odds. I mean, those are nice, but as I said, every time I do that, that goes up in flames. So, you know what? Give me the draw.
You want to take draw? Okay, that was
I'm sensing
plus 210. How much you want to put on it?
$50. I'm sensing a 4-goal thriller.
It's four. I'm sensing a 3-goal thriller. No,
Three-goal thriller. Okay.
okay, yeah, I'm gonna take draw no bet. Leeds draw no bet for $100 minus 115. I'm taking Leeds over Wolves even on the road. Yeah, I wish I had better odds. I was thinking about taking them straight up, but I think I'll get that draw insurance.
Yeah, I mean, Leeds are have definitely played better than Wolves so far in the season, but they still are a newly promoted team playing on the road, so that's a little dangerous.
But yeah, they've got Leeds only scored one goal so far this season, so.
Yeah, where's that offense that we were so excited about?
Right?
Different ball game.
Yeah, Burnley 4 goals scored.
Wow. Wow, the whole world has been flipped upside down for
Wonder if
us.
their win was a clean sheet. Their win was a clean sheet,
Yeah,
so
I remember
at
that.
least they did that.
Yeah. First of 30 clean sheets this year for Burnley.
All right, next game we go to London Stadium where East Ham United hosts Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace slight favorites in this plus 145 to East Ham's plus 150 straight up. Who do you think?
Well, I mean, normally I'd say, I want to go for my Crystal Palace. They're like my little brother Premier League team. But West Ham United absolutely blew the doors off Nottingham, your beloved Nottingham
Oh,
Forest.
Nottingham is a dumpster fire. We will talk about that next game.
All right. So yeah, I could see this going either way, but I like if it's close, I like going for Crystal Palace. So I'll go for Crystal Palace, draw no bet.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Oh, no, I see what that is. Yeah, Crystal Palace hasn't lost yet this season. One win, three draws. But so not great, but the fact that they haven't lost a game's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's what they do. They kind of hang around and wind up finishing 13th.
Yeah, I'd probably take Crystal Palace. Gosh, I bet you draw no bet. You probably wouldn't get any odds if they're like this for for straight up.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't expect that, especially since I think people the common thought is that East Ham sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you get some decent odds straight up for East Ham plus 120, but yeah, minus 155 draw no bet for
Yeah,
Palace. So
I'm not gonna.
bookies think it's going to be a draw or Palace.
Yeah, I'm not gonna touch this one.
No, agreed, agreed. Next game, we go to the Turf Moor where Burnley hosts Nottingham Forest. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week, and I told you that. Forest has been a hot dumpster fire. Carl, did you hear the news that they fired Nuno?
Oh, they did let him go.
Yeah, last Sunday.
Damn, so yeah, the coup d'etat finally happened, yeah. This asshole owner is gonna ruin the team.
Marinakis, yeah.
Yeah, what a jerk. I'm
Yep,
sorry.
well,
I'm
it
so
gets
sorry.
better.
What?
The replacement for Nuno Espirito Santo.
Woo-hoo.
You know him. You love him.
No. It
Who
can't
do
be.
you think it is?
I mean, I'm hoping it's one person. But I can't imagine it. It really is.
You are very familiar with this manager.
Please, is it Rooney? Oh
No.
man, I was really hoping it was Rooney.
No, it is former Tottenham Hotspur manager Ange Postecoglou,
Oh,
who
and
barely
oh.
kept them out of relegation last season, although they did win the Europa.
Yeah, mixed bag for sure with Ange. So how do you feel about this hire?
I didn't like him, obviously, because of his Tottenham results. And then, of course, we did. Let me find what the score was. But we lose our first Premier League match with them. And then we lost this week's Carabao Cup match with two injury time goals. Swansea comes out of nowhere and beats us 3-2.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So yeah, I am just yeah, we got killed by Arsenal 3-0. That's right.
I mean, that's
So
gonna happen.
yeah, it's not starting out great, and I'm not really thrilled about the signing. So
Yeah, I mean, do you think that Forest could get demoted this year?
I'm starting to worry about it, honestly.
Yeah, that would be a crazy roller coaster ride of almost making the Champions League last year, and then I mean that would be shocking to me. But
Yeah, it's not looking good, that's for sure. But we got to put some money on this one. Burnley plus 225 straight up, Nottingham plus 120. Draw on this one. Where's
ooh.
do they even have? Oh, there it is. Plus 240 for the draw in this one. Draw no bet. They're gonna have Nottingham big time favorites minus 175, Burnley plus 135.
Okay. You know what? Sign me up for the draw.
Gonna do draw again.
Yep.
How much you
This
want to
is
put
gonna
on?
be the week that the draws hit.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I've been drawing a lot lately, like just in my spare time. So I think it's coming.
How much you want to put on it?
Not a lot, honestly. Give me 25.
25. All right. Yeah, honestly, the Burnley draw no bet money just seems so easy. I don't want to bet against my team. Maybe it's the emotional hedge that I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, it's tough to bet against your team. Like I can't imagine myself betting against Stoke, even if they're playing Liverpool. I mean, I would, but it's hard to imagine.
I just don't have any faith in
And
Ange that and I just forces look so bad. I really am afraid of relegation this season. So yeah, I think I'm gonna take that Burnley plus 135, draw no bet.
all right. And by the way, what kind of name is Ange? Like that sounds like the wife that you hate that doesn't cook for you ever.
He is also
Ange,
Greek. He is
Ange,
also
maybe
Greek,
is it Greek?
but grew up in Australia.
That's right. I forgot about that. He's Australian.
Strong Australian ties, but he is a Greek national.
I don't know how to feel about either of those.
Let's see that. I want to make sure I got that right. I know
No, yeah,
he is.
you're that sounds right.
No, I just wanted to make sure that he was actually born in Greece. But yes, he was born in Greece, in Athens. So.
Well, they should get some napkins and soak up some of that grease.
Stupid.
I know.
All right,
All
Carl,
right.
we finish it Sunday at the Stadium of Light, where Sunderland host Aston Villa. Sunderland, big time underdogs, plus 255 straight up. Aston Villa, plus 110 straight up. On the draw plus 230, tie no bet, minus 195 for Villa, plus 155 for Sunderland. So bookies really like Villa in this one, even though they
Yeah,
haven't scored a goal yet.
I'll be honest, like I do too. That could be foolish, like just looking at past performance and expecting something new to happen. I think that's where the lines come from. You know what? I want to have some fun. Give me Sunderland, baby.
Yeah, you want to go straight up or draw no bet?
What's the draw no bet odds?
Draw no bet, really good. 150 plus 155 for Sunderland.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that for 75.
75. Yeah, I was typing it in before you talked. Yeah, I'm taking that Sunderland money. Obviously, Villa's due to score a goal, but I'm sorry, you tell me a team hasn't scored a goal in 4 games. I'm taking the home team on that.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like a little bit of magic with Sunderland right now as far as their energy as a team. Like, and, they got a dangerous striker in his Isidore. They got Enzo Lefebvre. Like, I think they got, and I think I don't know, it just feels positive with them. So I think they can make good things happen.
I'm with you. Me and you had the same mind frame on that one, taking
Yeah.
Sunderland at home. So, right on, Carl. Next we go to the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, very good week for you. 3-0-1. You won a grand total of 116.81. I went 2-0-3. I lost $46.54. Right now, Carl, you stand at 11-2-14 with $747.14 left over. I am at 14-2-15 with $882.12 still.
Yeah, I such a weight off my shoulders to have a good week after the 1-1-6 massacre of last time. That was painful, so it was nice. And compared to you, I haven't had that many good weeks, so it's nice to get back up there a little bit and improve my record, improve my money. I'm not expecting it to last long, but we'll see what happens. I'm trying to get smarter with my bets, and I'm trying to like copy you a little bit, but like not completely. I'm influenced by you. You're an influencer.
Good. I'm glad whooping your ass in this last season finally got you to realize that I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, I did. No notes, nothing else to say. Just take it and be humble, damn it.
All right, Carl. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said just take it.
I don't need to be humble.
Yeah, fuck you. All right, finish this shit off.
Awesome week, Carl. Great show. Thank you for joining me again. Thank you all for joining us at home. We got to get out of here and we will see you next week. Carl, say bye.
Remember, folks, if you can't come in her, come on her. I'll see you next week.
Right on.